You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We have Pierre Hoops with Terp at High Noon.
All right.
Mike Vrabel on the way, live from Foxborough, a little after 1 o'clock. We also have the hashtag Dork Minute, best of Jones and Keefe. Keefe is going to count down the top 10 films of 2025, just 15 minutes from now.
Oh, boy. The anticipation is mounting.
So stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, what do we have today for Would You Rathers, Billy?
First up, would you rather James Cook or Derrick Henry for the season?
Henry's still been good.
He has.
Henry's been really good. They're both over 1,000 yards. They both get in the end zone a lot. I think I'm going to go James Cook. I've been hyping up James Cook for a while now, and I don't think Henry's washed. Like, Derrick Henry's having a much better season than, like, Saquon Barkley is. But I think James Cook, when you also factor in he can catch a few passes for you, like I like James Cook a lot. I don't know if Henry's top five anymore. He's close. James Cook to me definitely is a top five running back in the league. So I will take James Cook.
I think Cook is the answer. And I would just brace for Derrick Henry running all over him this weekend.
Oh, I don't doubt he could have a good game. Yeah, he's actually fifth in yards this year. Cook is second, but Henry's fifth.
Reese was making this point yesterday. He does like his picked up pieces notes or whatever it is from a game, kind of after a film review. And he made the same point that Phil Perry and others have made about the run defense and how it's really struggled since the Bucs game when Milton Williams was healthy.
Yeah,
and Spillane was in all those games prior to the Buffalo game. And they've struggled to stop the run now. Now, they won all those games before the Buffalo one. But they've had issues stopping the run. And Reese's point is, look out for Baltimore as a team that wants to run. And if James Cook is going to be running people over, and he didn't break off any big runs.
No, he didn't.
But if he's going to be, like, running people over, look out for Derrick Henry. So I would project probably a pretty big game out of him unless the Patriots are playing from way in front and the Ravens have to throw. Mm-hmm. You know, he could get game scripted out. I think that happens to him. You made the point. Cook catches more passes, but I think, especially after watching him this weekend and just looking at where he's at, he's a younger, more explosive back. I think James Cook is the answer.
Yep.
What else, Billy?
Would you rather the Red Sox give Alex Bregman 6 years or no years?
I would say six.
At this point, I think it's got to be six. If you said that the other day, like, I'm like, I know it's just money and blah, 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 but it felt like that would be in place of other signings, which already seems to be the case anyway, right? It's not like, oh, it's 6 years or you can get Pete Alonso for an extra year or whatever. Like, no, you already lost out on the guy I wanted the most in free agency. So if it's either you get him or you don't, and it's 6 years, which seems like it's way too much for him, I still want the player. I don't want the team to get worse. I guess I would begrudgingly do that.
Are you going to be upset? And like, I didn't think Bregman, I didn't even think it was smart for him to opt out.
Yeah.
But let's say he gets 6-170. I think that was one of the latest projections from Kylie McDaniel, ESPN.
Okay.
Let's say he gets 6-170. Are you going to be mad at all about how the Red Sox got played by Bregman and Boris and they had to actually pay him more? Are you going to be mad about that at all?
No, it's...
I'm not going to care.
It's not show friends, it's show business.
I'm not going to care one bit. Yeah. I mean, if they read the market right, and I had it wrong, hand up, but they end up with Bregman, I personally won't care about that. It's John Henry's money, which I've never cared about. So
yeah, no, I guess I would rather do that. But also, like, there is a line at some point where, like, now he was here a lot longer, but take Xander Bogaerts.
Yep.
So you didn't sign him early. He probably would have done that. All the stories are that he would have done that. You didn't. You took him to free agency. And then he signed 11 for 280. Like, that was dumb right away. And so...
Yeah, has Bogaerts even had one good year
No.
there? Never mind.
I think he's had, like, a month here and there. Yeah. I kept track of it for a while because I thought it was going to be more of those, like, you let him go, but he's been bad.
I always thought Bogaerts was a little overrated here,
yeah,
too.
Probably
like,
true.
I think Bregman's a better player than Bogaerts.
He's had a better career. Not even close.
Bogaerts, since he's gotten
he's
there...
He's been bad. He's, like, playing second base.
He is hitting .272.
Oh, that's better than I thought.
41 homers.
In how many years?
In 3 years in San Diego.
Yeah,
402 games.
That's a cavernous ballpark.
It is.
It's hard to hit home runs there, yeah. Petco. But
he had the same injury that Trevor Story had a couple years ago, where he popped his shoulder out of his socket.
Yeah, yep. But so is there a line there? So like when you heard 11 years, even the diehard Xander Bogaerts is good people were like, yeah, no, that was they shouldn't have done that.
Right. Their issue
is there a number for Bregman? Like if he signs like an 8-year deal, would you be like Jesus? Like
probably,
yeah.
But you know my stance on Alex Bregman. I'm holding my nose. So whatever,
yeah, 3 or 4 or 5 years, maybe
whatever it takes.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I mean, I think they almost need to sign Bregman now more for like PR purposes,
fan belief in this guy.
I almost think it's more about that than anything else at this point.
Yeah,
but yeah, sure, 6 years. Definitely, I prefer that to the zero. What else?
Would you rather be 5'5" with great hair or 6 foot and bald?
So I'll tell you what, my answer's changed on this. So yeah. I've gotten a lot of compliments on my hair the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I have like a certain kind of swagger now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like just like a rejuvenated confidence about me.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody yesterday, not just the females, but let's leave it at that. They're saying, look at this guy. I've never seen this kind of hair before.
Love what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think I got my swagger back. Oh,
that was me getting compliments about my pushed up hair in the front. So I think I might have to go 5'5" with hair like this.
Yeah.
Than 6 foot and bald, which is probably only a few years away. I can live that life.
Are you 6 foot? Yeah. How tall?
No, in my Timberland boots that I'm wearing, I'm 6 foot. I'm a true 5'11", but in Timberland boots, I'm 6 feet.
Because what was it again? It was 6 foot. I thought you just said six. I thought you said 6'5" for a second.
No, 6'5".
I was like 6'5" and bald. I'm definitely taking.
No, 6 foot.
6 foot's not tall enough.
So 5'5" with like a luscious head of hair.
I'll hang on to the hair that's slowly going.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would rather be 5'5".
5'5", but like really nice hair.
With like a nice coif going on where the ladies go, I mean, he's tiny, but check out,
stick him in your pocket, but damn,
check out,
make sure I can see that hair. Look at him. Look at that guy.
Check out that moss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good looking flow.
I think that's the answer for sure. You got to be taller.
People are speculating once again that I put goop in my hair.
No, today does not look like there's anything. No product.
There was
in
nothing
there.
In it either way. Maybe,
yesterday.
No, today is more of the rolled out of bed.
Yeah. Yesterday there was some product in there.
No, there wasn't. Like. That might have been grease.
It looked like, oh, okay. I'm saying. This looks, I would agree with you. I don't see any, doesn't look like any product.
Same
in there
thing
today.
Both days. Shower, brag, then got out. Kind of dried it off quickly and then just pushed it up and then it just dries that way.
I think the first text to the show today was like, hey, Keith, good job.
Yeah.
Congrats on like showering 2 days in a row. That was the first text into the show today.
I haven't even
said a word yet.
I go in there, I wash all 2,000 parts, and then I you know, maybe the difference is I washed the hair today, so maybe it looks cleaner. Yesterday, the hair probably wasn't super clean, and that's why it looked that way. But I'm telling you, no stop.
Well,
I don't have product.
You're not supposed to shampoo every day. I mean,
yeah.
You're not supposed to do that. You're killing off.
I go every other.
Yeah, you got to go every other.
I have
that's
the two-in-one
exactly right.
Shampoo and conditioner in there.
Same. I'm not doing both.
I'm not doing the Billy Madison. Shampoo is better. It goes on first and cleans the hair.
I don't do that.
No, I don't do that.
Just one and done.
I don't have time for that. That's frowned upon, though, by, you know, barbers and
hair people.
Like this.
Yeah, they say you should do separate.
You got to do separate. And it's also frowned upon to shampoo every day. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, no, that I don't do. I'm not trying to dry my scalp out. I'm not a maniac.
All right, so the answer is 5-5 with Greg.
Yeah, 5-5 with hair like
but
this.
But prior to yesterday. This,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Specific hair.
Prior to yesterday, though, your answer was
six foot bald man. Yeah, 6 foot bald. You always wear a hat.
I'm ready for my oncoming baldness. Like, I'm
are
ready
to embrace it.
I will embrace being
like Lex Luthor, like full bald.
I most of my life have felt like an inner bald person. like inside, I feel like a bald person.
Got it.
And so, yeah,
you're not gonna go like horseshoe though.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna keep that? Yeah.
No. That's
like,
not
short,
embracing
though.
It.
Short though.
No, I
think just shave it.
What
people
mean,
look good that way.
Horseshoe like up to here.
No, you need the Danny DeVito.
No. Yeah.
Super long horseshoe.
Yeah, like really grow it out?
Grow it, then comb it over as best you can.
No, I want the Ally Afraidy skullet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're still growing something.
I'm not doing the comb over. I thought that's not what you're asking.
No,
you can't
I mean, like,
over.
You just
the Thibodeau?
You can't be doing that. No.
These two hairs.
I have more respect for myself than that.
No, I'm saying like you could do like the horseshoe where around. It's like you wear a hat and people are like, oh, that guy has hair. And then you take the hat off and it's like
the
gads.
Yeah,
the
gads.
Eeks. Yeah, I was not prepared for that. I was not prepared for that at all.
Yeah, you don't want that.
All right.
I think that's the right answer, though. 5-5 with that hair.
With my specific two.
Yeah, that's what we want. Okay, what else?
Would you rather watch Frosty or Rudolph?
Both have been getting some plays in the house this month.
Spins in the Keefe home.
I like both of them.
Sick brag, bro.
I do like both.
I got to be honest. Neither one's very high on my list. Who are they talking to earlier?
But they're
this
in
week
and out. It's like 25 minutes.
Oh, they're
one.
Quick. They're quick. Yeah. If I need Lucas out of my hair for a half hour, these are great.
I like the I like the reindeer. I like the, claymation? It's not claymation. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is claymation. Yeah. I like claymation. I do like Bragg. Yeah. I like Claymation. Also, there's a 1987 Claymation Christmas special. You could probably find it on YouTube. They have a bunch of different things, like the California Raisins are in there.
Oh, I know exactly what
Camels.
You're talking about.
We've probably talked about this in the past. I love it. You can find that. But between these two, I really like both, but I think I would lean Frosty. You got a giant snow monster. You got the dentist kid. You got all the reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus. It's good. Actually, Santa's in both. It's a shared universe, obviously.
Santa is in both. Yeah. Wait, you said Frosty, the reindeer are in Frosty?
No. I'm saying give me Rudolph.
Oh, I thought you said Frosty.
Maybe I did, but give me Rudolph.
Wait, what? You said Frosty?
Yeah, you definitely said Frosty. But then
I swerved you.
Then you were describing it, and it sounded like Rudolph.
Okay. I was thinking the one thing, and I said the other. I'll give me Rudolph.
Great. Rudolph would be my pick. I think they were talking to Donnie Wahlberg, who was like, that's the best Christmas movie? I'm like, that's an insane answer.
The first Rudolph is Donnie Wahlberg's
favorite Christmas movie.
Well,
I don't think it's that insane.
That's a wild answer.
It's top 10?
Maybe.
What do you go? Gremlins 1?
Yeah, Gremlins.
I go Gremlins
yeah,
1.
Yeah, put that high on the list.
Lethal Weapon?
No, I go Home Alone 1 and 2, of course. Which, yeah. By the way, those tiers are up at Jones and Geek.
I really like both, but I think I would lean Frosty. No, I believe you guys. You don't have to play that back. I believe you.
We got to knock you down a few pegs with the new hair.
I know.
That hair is messing with your brain.
The cock of the walk over here.
Look at this. We should rip off his hair like Elaine.
I don't like this thing. I don't like what it's doing to you, Keith. Put a hat back on.
Yeah. I'll wear a hat.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I think I'd pick Rudolph out of the two.
Okay.
But yeah, neither one's super high on my list.
Right.
But there you go. That is Would You Rather every Wednesday here on Jones and Keith. Brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Do you have a favorite Would You Rather from the year?
Well, Vampire or Werewolf was good, which is in the open now.
That's a classic.
I also like how there was like 8 variations of Hot or Cold. So Hot or Cold was the first one, but then it was like Hot or Cold at a tailgate, like Hot or Cold like in your house, Hot or Cold. Like
there's a bunch of different,
and we would always answer the same.
Yeah.
Anything that would lead cold was me, anything that was hot was you. That's how we did it. Yeah. So that was good.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, we'll do more best of coming up. Best of our random players at 12:45, that should be good. We also have the best of the Dork Minute. Keith is going to count down the top 10 movies of the year next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.